religiosity can complicate our relationship with God, and it can feel more like a heavy burden or boxes to check than a deeply personal connection with our Creator. We are also surrounded with messages that tell us that our value is in our ability to get things done, while at the same time saying that we as women shouldn't stand out or draw attention to ourselves. My name is Emily Lewis, and you're listening to the Abundant Grace Podcast. For 26 years of my life, I felt like it was my responsibility to keep God happy by doing all the things. I was desperate to be good and to belong. So I exhausted myself by checking the boxes and squeezing myself into the expectations of what others and what I thought God wanted from me. But when I learned that God loves me unconditionally and with radical grace, that allowed me to let go of toxic relationships with the church and myself. Now, as a beloved daughter of God, a wife, a mom, a kids ministry pastor, a speaker, and a worthiness coach, I am confidently living the life that God meant for me. I'm here to help you overcome beliefs that are no longer serving you so that you too can live a well-rested life, ask for what you want, confidently expect to receive what you're worth, and have deep, authentic relationships with God, yourself, and others. When you are grounded in God's grace and own who He says you already are, it opens up the door for the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. I'm Emily Lewis, and I'm so glad you're here, friend. Hey there, friend. Welcome to this episode. I'm so glad that you're here. Today, I have a life-giving episode for you from the concept of a secret place that God invites us into, and God even puts us there when we look at it in scripture. So this concept is throughout the Bible. I always think of it as something in the Psalms, but it's in Psalms and Isaiah and like really throughout scripture, even in Exodus 33, where God and Moses are having a really intimate conversation where Moses is getting connection to God that no one else is getting. Like Moses has this special thing with God, and he gets to go off in the wilderness and fast and pray, and you know, he gets the Ten Commandments from this and all kinds of things, and he's praying with God. And God, on one of these occasions, Moses asks God, "Can I see you?" And God is like, "Well, you can't see all of me, but let me put you in the cleft of this rock, and I'm going to cover it with my hand, and you'll see my hand, and then you'll see part of me." And God is placing Moses in this kind of secret place. There's different words used throughout the Bible to describe this, whether it's a dwelling place or God is our shield, God is our fortress, God is all these like hiding places, those kind of language. And another place that the Bible actually uses secret place is Psalm 91 in the King James Version. It says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." We kind of think about that shadow as God's hand protecting Moses in Exodus 33 and some of that imagery there. And the thought that I want to kind of run past you today is the idea of this secret place being less of a location and more kind of an invitation where God is saying, "Hey, I want to get to know you. I want to spend time with you in the places in you that maybe you have your walls up. You're trying to protect and guard them. And God is like, "Hey, let me in. I want to protect and guard you," rather than us pushing God away, rather than us saying, you know, "No, God, I don't want you to know about this thing," as if He doesn't. But sometimes we are like, "Oh, I don't want to let God into this vulnerable space. Maybe it is shame. Maybe it is joy." And we're like, how does God enter into all of these emotions and these spaces with us? And He's inviting us to open the door and let Him into those places. And that can be the secret place, the hiding place, where we're not blocking Him from being there, where it's not so much a physical location, though I think that's really valuable too, where we have maybe a walk or a closet or a car ride or a space where we get to go and be alone with God and maybe more aware of his presence than we were before. Doing something to still our hearts is so valuable, but adding to it this concept of inviting God in or letting him in where maybe he's extending the invitation and we're letting him in and meeting him in these secret vulnerable places that maybe we're not ready to let other people into, and we can encounter God there. We can be so immersed and aware of his presence inside of us. Now, if this concept seems kind of different or you haven't explored it before, I would love to invite you to check out my new program, Connected, where we really dive into inviting God into these spaces and meeting us where we're at. It's not about us changing. It's not about us being someone different. It's literally about being ourselves and how interconnected our lives are when we invite God into right where we're at, rather than who we wish we were. We want God to meet us right where we're at, not like, hey, let me workshop this. Let me figure this out a little bit more. Let me be a little bit more perfect, and then I'll let you into this spot. Or maybe feeling like you have to be someone else rather than yourself. It's about being connected to God and recognizing the connection between your relationship with God and your relationship with yourself, and how important that is, so that you can have the confidence to invite God in, to know what it looks like to meet God in that secret place inside of you, to where you can shine light in those shame spots, where you can meet God with your full self, your full emotions, embodied faith, rather than over-rationalizing, over-logic faith. It is experiential faith. So go to Emily K. Lewis, that's Emily, the letter K, LOUIS.com/connected to get the program in your hands today. I can't wait for you to experience transformation and deeper connection with God. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thanks so much for listening to the Abundant Grace Podcast. If this episode was an encouragement to you, or you heard a nugget that you needed, I invite you to share it with a friend. Who else relates and would be blessed by today's episode? And it would help me out so much if you would leave a review for the Abundant Grace Podcast. It makes a world of difference getting this podcast into the ears of other people so that they can be empowered to own their worth too. As always, I would love to hear from you. You can find me hanging out on Instagram, emily.abundantgrace, or you can send me an email at hello@emilyklewis.com. I'm praying for you and cheering you on in your faith and healing. Have a great rest of your day, and remember, there is nothing you can do to add or take away from your worth, and there is nothing you can do that will make God love you more, and nothing you have done that makes God love you any less.